I'm Bekopin, and this is 36 Years, where we talk about Philippine politics, news, and democracy. On May 9, the Philippines elected Ferdinand Marcos Jr. as president. He is the second Marcos to hold the post, the first being his father, the late dictator who was ousted from power on February 25, 1986, in the People Power Revolution. That was 36 years ago. Here we try to answer the question, where is Philippine democracy heading 36 years after the revolution? Welcome to 36 Years, available on Rappler's social media pages and on wherever you listen to podcasts. First, a quick overview of ongoing news events this week and key events from the week prior. First, a key appointment to the Marcos cabinet, Clarita Carlos, former political science professor at the University of the Philippines, will be national security advisor when Marcos Jr. begins his term. Carlos is perhaps best known, at least in this election cycle, for being Machiavellian following an SMNI debate, the only debate Marcos Jr. attended. Carlos is the first female civilian president of the National Defense College of the Philippines and is executive director for policy think tank StratSearch Foundation. Even before the 2022 election cycle, Carlos was criticized for comments that seemed to whitewash the atrocities of martial law under the elder Marcos. Now, why does this matter? As NSA, Carlos will advise Marcos Jr. on all issues related to security. We're talking about counterterrorism, counterinsurgency, and maritime security. She will also sit as vice chair of the infamous Anti-Terror Council, whose powers include being able to designate people and groups as terrorists without going through the courts. Also in the news, the president-elect, according to his team, mulls attending the United Nations General Assembly in New York come September. Why does this matter? There is a standing contempt order against Marcos Jr. and his mother, the former First Lady Imelda. Issued in 1995, it is for dissipating their assets in violation of a Hawaii court injunction. The court wanted to preserve their assets to pay damages to victims of human rights abuses during martial law. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman has already said that heads of state, therefore Marcos Jr., will have diplomatic immunity and will be welcomed in the United States. More context, controversial world leaders and the UNGA aren't exactly a new combination. As Lian Buwan reports, in 2013, Sudanese leader Omar al-Bashir almost attended the UNGA but canceled following protests. At that time, he had a standing warrant of arrest from the International Criminal Court, of which the U.S. is not a member. Our very own outgoing President Rodrigo Duterte has also had a tense relationship with the U.N., although he finally spoke at the UNGA in 2020, where he slammed his critics for, quote, weaponizing human rights. More updates on the transition of power from the Duterte to the Marcos administration are on Rappler. Finally, also on the transition of power, Davao Mayor Sara Duterte will be sworn into office on June 19, ahead of the actual start of her term at noon on June 30. Medyo advanced mag-isip si VP-elect. The inauguration ceremony will be held in Davao City. The country's top officials and diplomats are expected to all be in Davao City this weekend. Kasama na rin ako doon. We'll be there. And by we, I mean me and two of my colleagues from Rappler will be in Davao City to give you updates as Sara Duterte, daughter of Rodrigo Duterte and heir to the Duterte dynasty, takes her oath as the Vice President of the Philippines. Now on to this week's interview. So we started the show / podcast partly as a response to the results of the May 9 elections. Kasi parang what of our democracy if 36 years after we ousted Marcos, diba? Parang we elected his son into power. And we can't talk about democracy, our freedoms, and our rights without talking specifically about LGBTQIA rights, especially during Pride Month. So this week in 36 years, we are celebrating Pride by taking stock of where we are in our collective struggle for true equality in the Philippines. Our guests for today, I'm joined by Nikki Castillo. They're the overall co-coordinator of MMM Pride. They're also a member of the steering committee of the ASEAN Soji Caucus. Soji. Yeah. You learn something new every day. Soji Caucus and Deputy Director of Rainbow Rights Philippines. We're also joined by Ging Cristobal. Na-stutter ako dun sa Gingin. She is the project coordinator for Asia and the Pacific Islands at Outright Action International and is also part of the board of the ASEAN SOGI Caucus. She was the former executive director of Lesbian Advocates Philippines and one of the founding folks of Lagablab in the 90s. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, siguro Nikki, we can start with MM Pride. What does it do and what are we gearing up for this weekend, June 25? In case you're not watching this live or whatever.
So, salamat, Bea, again, and Raptor for having us today. Metro Manila Pride, or MM Pride, we are a volunteer-managed, non-partisan, non-governmental organization that works with Filipino LGBTQIA+ communities and their communities as well to ensure a future of justice and rights for the community. Para magkaroon ng kinabukasan na walang discrimination at saka ng dahas para sa mga LGBTQIA+ persons. We do this through several ways, through education and research, through arts and culture spaces, but also through community gatherings like the Pride March and Festival, the Metro Manila Pride March and Festival, which, as you said, this year is happening on June 25.
Yeah.
So this year, it's actually the first time since the pandemic that we're doing it at a large scale.
Yeah. Yeah.
We actually did it in person last year. Yeah. Pero mas maliit lang siya kasi mas mataas pa yung COVID status natin, di ba, last year. So this year, we're anticipating it at a larger scale.
Yeah.
Tapos just like pre-pandemic days, we're looking at a full day of activities from arts exhibits, educational hangouts.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bazaar, there's going to be lots of speeches from different sectors in the community talking about, from the LGBT community and the larger human rights community, talking about, you know, the different situations, especially of queer and trans people under COVID. Tapos, this year's event, it's happening in Pasay City, which is actually something that we have been arranging with the LGU since 2019. Kaya lang naputol lang talaga siya. So this year we're happy to be working again with the Pasay City LGU to hold it there. And we're working with different offices to find, you know, the right place for us to be able to gather safely and with, you know, as much impact as this annual Pride event needs.
Yeah.
Tapos specifically, we're holding it in Pasay City. There's a reason for it. For Metro Manila Pride and the communities that we consult, because we usually go through a consultation process for each Metro Manila Pride March and Festival, which lasts for anywhere from weeks to months.
Yeah.
Before the you know the last Saturday of June, where we always have.
Kumbaga culmination na lang Like, hindi lang year long eh, no? Parang it spills over from the previous year.
Exactly. Binubuo talaga siya ng consultatively and collaboratively with the, you know, the larger community. And Pasay was chosen after having, you know, called Marikina City our home for 3 years. Specifically because of two reasons. The first is that there is an opportunity in Pasay City to collaborate not just with the local government, but also with local LGBTQIA+ groups and individuals to help or collaborate with them in drafting or passing SOGI protection policies such as an anti-discrimination ordinance. And if you can remember, in 2019 actually, in Marikina City, si Mayor Marcy signed their historical legislative EDO, which was the product of years of work of local Marikina LGBTQIA+ groups as well. So we're hoping to do the same here, to lend this large platform where all eyes actually are on us, on the LGBTQIA+ community. And this is our chance to sort of let everybody know that this kind of legislation is needed locally. Mm-hmm. And the second reason also is with the incoming new Congress, there is an opportunity here also, or a large opportunity for us to call for the passage of national SOGI SC protection policies, such as the SOGI Equality Bill or the SOGI Specific Anti-Discrimination Bill. In the city where the Senate of the Philippines actually is. So we're really excited about this opportunity in Pasay City because it's truly very impactful.
Yeah.
We can see, and it's really grounded in the work that LGBTQIA+ activists and advocates have been pushing for many years, for decades na.
Yeah.
So that's what we're looking forward to on the
topic. For context for our viewers or listeners who don't understand bakit Senate yung ina-highlight kasi the farthest in the legislative process, diba, the SOGI bill has reached is in the House in the 17th. Ako pa nga, yes. Reporter pa ako noong House. Noon eh, naalala ko yung it felt very special, obviously, na third reading. But then again, parang after I filed the story, for example, parang na-tamper down ka agad yung jubilation because it has to hurdle through the Senate, and yes. Which it didn't. So we'll talk more about the struggle in this case. Hindi siya metaphor lang na struggle kasi struggle talaga.
Yes.
Isipin, actually, when I was writing that story, nagulat ako na 22
years since 1999. And I was 6 years old.
And I was a zygote.
imagination. But ganyan nga. Parang what we know, or maybe the people who aren't as immersed in MM Pride's other activities, sa Pride March lang usually, or dun lang sila nagkaka-time siguro din, mag-avert ng focus nila, no? What we know a lot about Pride is the march, the celebrations. But could you take us back? When you were 6 years old,
even before that, happy Pride for everyone.
Yes, happy Pride.
It's June, it's our month. Actually, it's always our year, pero June talaga yung pinaka-piesta for LGBTIQA+ person. It started in 1969 pa in New York, diba? It is a protest. It has always been and will always be. So, in the Philippines, when 1969, fast forward 1994, yung progressive gays of the Philippines, ang pro-gay at ang Metropolitan Community Church started a rally in Quezon City. It's not even really for LGBTIQ rights. It's about another issue. Pero ang hawak talaga nila is for LGBTIQ rights, are human rights.
Yeah.
And they started the Pride. Actually, meron pang, even before that, 1992, three lesbian feminist activists joined the Women's March. Mm-hmm. They called themselves TLC, the Lesbian Collective. Na-collect nila tatlo. Pero they are our godmothers and godfathers, mga fairy godmothers and parents namin sila. And they paved the way talaga. So, ang LGBTIQ rights is really about human rights.
Yeah.
It's very political. And it's really about equality and non-discrimination and access to basic services. So, fast forward 1994. So, 1996, ang Reach Out Foundation, it was organized, it was managed and headed by Jomar Fleras. It's an HIV/AIDS NGO. They organized the yearly Pride March. Yeah. So LGBT groups would join. And then, as a very pretty queen, she handed the crown to us, yung LGBT groups. And we were very young, we don't have money. And during 1998, 1999, no LGBT visibility. Yeah. Walang gusto mag-support, walang funding, wala lahat. So it was really a struggle. And up to now, di ba?
Yes.
It's still a struggle. Pero now there's visibility, now more people are open to the idea and engaging. Yeah. Pero since 1999, we started the Task Force Pride.
Yeah.
It was a task force. It is made out of individuals and organizations. It was about transparency, about consulting each other. It's working together.
Yeah.
As equals. Kasi we want equality, we want to be equals. So pati yung team, kami magpa-plan, kami magpa-perform.
Yeah.
Kasi walang gusto mag-perform. Kami magpa-fundraise, kami din ang magpa-perform noon. Kasi walang gusto magbigay.
Yeah.
Wala talaga.
Yeah.
And fast forward every year, it has always been yung mismong team.
Yeah.
It's a group decision.
Yeah.
It has to have meaning. We always have to have a statement. Kahit lima lang umaten, we always have to have a political statement.
Yeah.
And the visibility was there. It's our fiesta. Yeah. Those who were not out will be on the sidelines watching us.
Yeah.
Pero pag gabi na, nagjo-join na sila.
Yeah.
And this is their family.
Yeah.
And we paved that way. And we're so happy kasi ang Metro Manila Pride took over.
Yeah.
Kasi nga medyo papunta naman sa golden age of discernment. So sila na ngayon na nagpatuloy ang Metro Manila Pride.
Yeah.
And yung essence ng Pride, it should be transparent, it should be all colors,
yeah.
It should be respecting of each other's diversity and at the same time, help each other grow and be better persons.
Yeah.
And yung organic siya na pupunta ka sa isang city to help LGBT, local LGBT groups engage with their local government. Tapos pagkagaya ng Marikina, yung pasa na, ibang city naman. Kasi it should be national but at the same time focus, and then you let go of these independent LGBT groups in their own cities and in their provinces, kasi there's no such thing as one big group.
Yeah,
we're so different. So yun ang maganda. So up to now, still struggling, ano na, mag-PhD na ang Soji. Before it was just called Anti-Discrimination Bill and Equality Bill. I would have preferred the Equality Bill kasi yung Soji biglang iisipin nila it's about LGBTIQ when in fact it's for everyone.
Yeah.
This, we are also pushing for the Comprehensive Anti-Discrimination Bill. So magkaroon naman ng intersectional lens kasi as a lesbian, ikay babae, pwede kang tumanda, pwede kang magkaroon ng disability. Mm-hmm. So lahat ng issues no ng mga iba't ibang sector dapat ma-cover.
Exactly.
While there are laws existing, there are gaps, and the comprehensive is really addressing those gaps.
Yeah.
So we are pushing for the SOGI and the comprehensive. Alin ang mauna doon? Push both.
It will benefit everybody.
Yeah. Tingin namin mag-PhD na at mag-aasawa ang Soji.
And what Ging is saying is super important because the Pride movement itself is premised on solidarity amongst the marginalized and excluded.
Yeah.
So kailangan talaga sama-sama tayo sa pagpupush at ng mga ganitong klaseng mga initiative, mga batas, at saka ng cultural change as well. Kailangan sabay siya. Sabi nga ng Galang Philippines, the Bibingka model, dapat sabay siya sa policy at saka sa cultural change na pagpupush nito. Pero in solidarity with other marginalized, with other vulnerable groups, and making sure that everybody is consulted and we collaborate together and move as one.
Yeah, I remember, sorry to bring in a Twitter discussion from years back, but I remember when people were, hindi man aghast, pero parang confused na bakit daw may mga banner na hindi LGBTQIA rights sa Pride March. But I think, in fairness, I think the community, the younger ones, those who probably aren't as immersed all the time as maybe the two of you, no? Parang they're understanding it more, how it's important to not just to bring in other sectors as well into the fight, into the struggle, right?
Mm-hmm. And even before, ha, mga communities, LGBTIQ, different LGBTIQ communities in different places, madaming mainstream kaysa sa mga activists.
Yeah.
So they would join the Pride as for festivity, for being out. That's the only time they are free because they're in a safer space with us.
Yeah.
Tapos, they're not political. And what we do as Task Force Pride and now Metro Manila Pride, we would make banners, mga placards, and we would give them all this.
Yeah.
So the media would ask them to post, and they have a placard, LGBTIQ rights or equal rights, equality, and they become political. What am I holding? So there and now ang galing nga nila Nikki kasi nagkaroon na ng education component kasi before ang hirap kasi we belong to different groups.
Yeah.
We don't have funding. Some of us are doing full-time work and this is our part-time full-time work then. Ganun din ba oxymoron, di ba? Now they have really an opportunity using social media and all platforms to educate our own community. Na huwag kang papagamit.
Yeah.
Na you have to assert your right. Kasi before, sasabihin ng media, maghalikan kayo. May maghalikan. No, hindi pwedeng sabihin sa inyo ng media yan. And before, meron kami na isang channel na to, pwede sila mag-recorded interview. Ito, hindi kami magpapa-recorded interview sa inyo kasi you take our quotes out of context. Ang yabang namin, no? Parang wala naman kaming ganun ka-cloud. Pero talagang hindi kami magpapa-interview sa nila kung hindi live kasi they misrepresent us.
Oh, that's horrible. I want to talk about actually media interactions with the LGBTQIA community in the Philippines later. But siguro we already touched on this a little bit, and I find it interesting that you brought up the example na parang calling it Soji equality. In a way, it weaponizes it pa nga. Kasi may ibang people who either through ignorance or maybe blatant anong tawag nun? Ill intent. So yun nga parang, I don't know if they misunderstand or they twist it to mean only rights for LGBTQIA. Mm-hmm. So jumping off from that, parang what is the queer experience in the Philippines currently?
Ang hirap ng tanong na
to. Thank you for that wonderful question. Actually, the tolerance is increasing.
Yeah.
It's not acceptance. Kasi ang, yeah, ang let's differentiate. Kasi sa ibang bansa, ang pagsabing tolerance is about acceptance rin.
Mm.
When in fact, ang tolerance, if you translate it into Tagalog, yeah, tinitiis.
Yeah.
So pag tinitiis ka, there's conditions.
Yeah.
You're tolerated up to a certain point.
Uh-oh.
When in fact, everyone should be accepted. Inaccept nga natin ang isang heterosexual na walang trabaho.
Mm-hmm.
Kaming mga ganong mahirit. Mm-hmm. Pero hindi, walang ganong rapat rason. Pinanganak ka, dapat may karapatan ka. Yeah. Dapat pantay tayong lahat.
Yeah.
And you can't use your religion, your bigoted interpretations of your culture,
yeah,
to justify your discomfort, your hatred, your misinformation, sorry, for your ignorance, kasi at this time and age, you have all the capacity to access information,
yeah,
and discern kung tama ba itong information o hindi. And actually, just have to look deep within your heart. Magiging ano na ako ngayon, no? Deep within your heart, kasi if you really love,
yeah,
let people grow and support each other, yeah, diba? Pero if you love, pero puro karapirin na fear,
yeah,
that's not love. That's just fear and, yeah, negativity, di ba?
And I mean, if you don't understand, let's try to understand.
Yeah.
Mag-aral ka. Yeah.
Ang hirap, actually, I was just thinking of it, mahirap din sagutin what the queer experience is because it's not a homogenous,
yeah,
community, right? Like, there are so many different other marginalized sectors who do belong to the, to the queer and trans community. So, yung experience, for example, ng isang magsasaka, na tomboy, yeah, na nasa malalayong lugar talaga. At yung experience ng isang tomboy din, pero middle class o kaya mas mayaman, yeah, na nandito sa Metro Manila or sa mga ibang mga syudad, magkaiba yung experience niya. Tapos kung mapapansin ninyo, I think it was just 2 days ago, si Tatiana Tumikad, who is a trans woman from Iligan City na nahanap nilang natagpo ang patay, mm, no? Her story is not unique, and it is just one of the few that's reported. There are so many more stories of violence and abuse and discriminations na hindi nire-report,
yeah,
because walang mechanisms to report it, or hindi siya dinideem as important enough to report.
Yeah.
Last year was the highest number of trans murders counted by Trans Murder Monitoring Europe dito sa Pilipinas. Pero again, these are only the reported ones.
Yeah.
What about those that we don't hear about? Mas marami pa yun,
yeah,
diba? So, the queer experience, there isn't one answer to this. There are, of course, there's a lot more visibility, like Ging said. There's a lot more tolerance, like Ging said. And I think ito yung opportunity for us na paglalinin pa,
mm-hmm,
yung kaalaman ng mga tao para maitawid natin siya dun sa hindi lang sa acceptance pero yung talagang standing in solidarity and actually using your privilege in society to make sure that LGBTQI+ people do not are not discriminated against, are not victims of violence, are not killed just because of, you know, who they are, yeah, who they love, how they want to live their lives with freedom and dignity.
Yeah.
And I can add, yeah, intolerance is an opportunity. Eh,
yeah.
To collaborate with your loved ones or your chosen family, to parang one step siya to acceptance.
Yeah.
But you both parties should do their own work
process
on how to do it. Kasi up to now, it's a continuous process,
yeah,
to be out. Heterosexuals,
yeah,
don't do that.
Yeah.
It's us. Since 1982, I've been outing myself up,
yeah,
to now.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing kasi people, yeah, are now listening. Before, no one wants to ask a question. I have, yeah, to ask, okay, get a piece of paper, sure, and ask your questions. Now they want to ask. And it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hindi lang sila nagmamarites kasi they want to challenge maybe what they they know, they want to believe in. Ngayon pag sinasabi ko, kung bangungutin kay mami ang gabi dahil sa sinabi ko, and that's a good thing kasi it means you are questioning what,
yeah,
you thought was,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Pero, the same time, hand-in-hand nga talaga, while you can have laws, like in other progressive countries na advanced na yung LGBTIQ rights.
Okay.
Pero nakita mo, ang dami pa rin namamatay na, yeah, LGBTIQ persons.
Yeah.
Ang taas ng bullying and suicide rates sa mga LGBTIQ kids and adolescent and youth. Bakit?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Kasi we have to go back to our families. Eh.
Yeah.
And the Pride event, our fiesta, is an event, it's a family event. Yeah. You bring your family. For sa amin nga, if you can stand us, and you're curious, go. Huwag nyo lang kami bastusin, huwag nyo lang kami sakuan. Actually, yung mga anti-LGBTIQ protesters, they're welcome.
Yeah.
Kasi we engage.
Right.
And it's also a good opportunity for mainstream LGBTIQ persons na they think na, ah, we're already free. No. I think reality check na there's still people like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And religion is not the enemy, ha? Yeah. It's the interpretation of different religious groups.
For sure.
Kasi marami na tayong yung religious group na very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have to ask you to be more open and vocal in showing your support.
Parang ano din ano, parang asking questions but also being kind about, kasi may difference din naman. Yung nagtatanong out of spite or out of malice siguro. But alam mo, nabanggit mo nga na parang you've been coming out like all the time. Pero parang I only realized that siguro the past 5 years or something na parang, ano, I never had to go through the I can't even... I use the word harrowing based on my friends who came out, but like their own experiences. But I can't even imagine, like, because I never had to do that. And
coming out is so hard because you are gambling, eh?
Yeah.
Na
you don't know if
you are exposing
like
yourself to someone na important sa'yo. And chances are, baka hindi ka na mahalin, hindi ka na tanggapin, mapalayas ka pa, matanggal ka sa trabaho.
Yeah.
Diba? Laging gamble siya. And yung stress, anxiety, at ang yung psyche doon na hindi talaga ako patanggap-tanggap na tao at hindi ako mahal-mahal. Ang sakit-sakit doon pa lang sa process na yun.
Yeah.
And for a pride, that is your space na you don't need to come out because we are out as a group. Diba?
Yeah.
That's your, ano eh, parabang charger mo yun na battery.
Oo.
Yun sana ang pride. Parang
bangko
diba?
Power bank. Ang corny. Pag-asa, ganun ba yun?
Hindi, power bank na lang muna. Power bank ng charging mo para parang buong taon, sige, mag-struggle ka.
Yeah.
Pero alam mo, nandito ang community supporting
you. It's like in Pride, like it's a sea of strangers but somehow it's family.
Yeah.
So ganun, that's always the feeling. It's the feedback that we get also from a lot of participants na wala akong kilala.
Yeah.
Pero parang it's the most liberating experience.
Nangilabot ako. Actually, every Pride, naluluha ako kasi... Yeah. Diba, if it means one less LGBTIQ person na pinatay na ma-discriminate.
Right.
Diba, ang sarap-sarap noon.
Or who struggles in his, her, their own age because of so many reasons, no? My phone-in question, phone-in, chanat naman yan to. From Rambo, one of our reporters, Rambo Talabong. Are there though aspects of the Philippine queer trans experience that tend to be sidelined since the conversation is dominated by Western views? And I'm very guilty of this also. Kasi, although, I mean, I'd like to think we try to amplify, and not just news media, no, but even entertainment media, parang there are efforts, but we can't deny at the end of the day, you know, Western media dominates it. So, do you what things are we missing out on because we're so inundated by Western the Western perspective?
You wanna take first?
Yung invisibility ng mga intersectional issues ng mga LGBTIQ persons. There are LGBTIQ persons who are members of the indigenous communities.
Yes.
who are persons with disability, who are older LGBTIQ persons. Yeah. Ang alam lang natin, Golden Gays.
Yeah.
What about the Golden LBTs, IQA+?
Yeah.
We are made invisible, lalo na yung mga older persons natin, invisible na, mas invisible kami.
Yeah.
Tapos yung mental health issues,
na
kailangan namin yun. Yung opportunities pa rin na yung konteksto, yung konteksto natin bilang Pilipino. Yung nakaraang election, it was apparent na nandun ang mga LGBTIQ flags sa iba't ibang rallies.
Yeah.
It's not just the flag. It's about us being there together with you.
Yeah.
Same space. Pero tayong nag-iinitan, mag-dehydrate lahat. Kasi we have a stake in this country and we're part of the solution.
Yeah.
For some of us.
Yeah.
I think also, and it's actually Galang Philippines that does a lot of good work around how LGBTQIA plus persons are really excluded when it comes to social protection policies.
Yeah.
So this is not something that we hear in the media a lot. Yung mga housing opportunities, laging excluded ang mga LGBT kasi hindi sila kinakonsider na family. In disaster situations, narinig natin yan from Typhoon Haiyan. Greenpeace did some work on this na excluded or to the back of the line.
Yeah.
Ang mga bakla, tomboy, lesbiana, tsaka mga trans, ganyan. Kasi nga, wala naman kayong pamilya. Diba? Yung mga ganitong klaseng mga stories.
Kasi sobrang heteronormative na approach.
At saka laging nakapokus dun sa pag-ibig, which is a good thing. I mean, I'm not saying that stories of love are bad. It's great, no? But there's other stuff, I think, that we also need to talk about. We need to raise the discourse a little bit from the love and talk about, like, you know, all of the LGBT people who are struggling because they are part of other marginalized groups, like urban poor, magsasaka, mga other folks who are not in the cities, who are elderly, na hindi natin nakocover yung mga ganitong mga stories, pero actually sila yung pinaka mas vulnerable.
Yeah.
Sila talaga dapat yung mas naririnig natin ng mga stories.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are being killed, people who are afraid. We need these stories out there as well because parang yung view ng largely of Philippine society, the larger Philippine society sa mga LGBTQIA plus people ay mga nagsasaya lang sila or nagpapaganda lang sila. I mean, hindi ko naman pagkakaila, maganda naman talaga ang marami sa atin, pero ay ano ba? Hindi naman din yun lang yung punot dulo ng story na.
Yeah.
We have issues on health, trans health, di ba? We have issues on so many different other issues that we would like to get out there as well because all of these things are important as well. Hindi siya kalabisan para hingin na tuunan din ng pansin itong mga iba't ibang issue na ito. Kasi nakaka-apekto rin talaga siya dun sa dignidad ng buhay ng mga LGBT.
Yeah.
And in addition, ha, during the COVID experience, so many LGBTIQ persons were denied relief or ayuda. Kasi walang, yun din ang gusto naming address with the DSWD na you have to define what is a household.
Yeah.
It's not about just a family, but it can be a group of people living together.
Yeah.
Kasi pare-pareho silang nawalan ng trabaho.
Yeah.
So, there were international organizations, different kinds of LGBT groups. One of all, which is my organization, we provided sub-grants to LGBTIQ groups.
Yeah.
And it's really just relief aid na pambili ng pagkain, ng bigas. Kasi wala silang natanggap sa gobyerno.
Basic needs
lang talaga.
Yeah.
And also yung sabihin mong celebration. Yung sa amin, talagang challenging yung definition ng family.
Yeah.
Kasi sabihin na natin, talagang pre-colonial times, ang family is about property. It's not about love.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
So, ngayon, kung gusto mo tungkol sa love, or let's be open about the definition of love.
Yeah.
Sama kami doon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diba? Pero, kay love yan o hindi, nasa constitution natin, pantay-pantay tayo. So, kung may 10 karapatan ka, dapat 10 din ang karapatan ko. And you cannot use your religion to deny me most of my rights.
Yeah.
Pray for me? Okay, pray for me. Pray for everyone's clarity of heart and mind. No one can stop you.
Yeah.
Pero you have no right to stop me from accessing all the opportunities I should be able to benefit from.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. Siguro clear na at this point, diba, yung personal stance ko, and I think Raptor as a whole, that we should be passing legislation to protect the LGBTQIA. But I mean, it's not just about recognizing na pantay, but also I think a recognition na kumbaga dehado yung sector na ito. Kasi otherwise, kasi baka people will ask, bakit pa kailangan ng equality ng batas, equal naman talaga tayo. Pero yun nga yung point. Kasi in practice, and because of so many reasons, nagiging dehado. And you talked kanina about how LGBTQIA rights are human rights and are political. And I think one of the, hindi ko alam kung symptoms ba to, indications of the global shift to illiberal democracy, to right-wing tendencies, no? Yung, in the US alone, like, you have states passing legislation specifically, hindi lang to revert to old norms, but specifically to, seemingly, no? Parang to induce harm towards gay people, trans people, trans children especially, I think, in a lot of states now. Where do you see the Philippines in that parang itong pangit sabihin kasi na effort, pero in this global movement seemingly towards right ideologists or the far right even in some countries?
In terms of LGBT rights, parang it's pretty obvious na sabi naging 22 years na yung pagpasa ng legislation at hindi na rin talaga siya umuusad. Yeah. So parang medyo status quo tayo pagdating doon sa legislatura. At iisa lang to na legislation. There's so many other laws that we need to pass. Kasi katulad nga ng sinabi mo, di ba, dehado yung LGBTQIA+ community. Discrimination pa lang yung pinag-uusapan dun sa SOGI Equality Bill tsaka sa Comprehensive Anti-Discrimination Bill. Paano pa yung pag-address ng hate crimes? Yeah. Paano pa yung pag-address ng gender recognition laws, di ba? Ang dami pang mga ibang kailangan ng mga protection policies talaga na para protektahan at the legislative level pa lang. Pagdating sa cultural level, ibang usapan pa yun. May mga pagbabago na oo. Yeah. Pero again, parang kulang pa rin siya. May, or at least ngayon, may opportunity na paglalimin tsaka palawakin yung usapin tungkol sa pagbabago at the cultural level. Yun. So, when it comes to parang pushing to the far right, takot din namin to, syempre, diba? Kasi in societies like this, where we're seeing, like you said, we're seeing all over the world, it is the marginalized who bears the brunt of the harm that these kinds of governments espouse and encourage. And it's not a secret. They really do encourage it from their pulpits, from their podiums, diba? So, syempre may ganong klaseng parang pangamba ang komunidad. Kasi hindi na nga kami tumitigil sa pag-fight against, you know, yung dahas at saka yung discrimination, madadagdagan pa siya lalo because it's enforced or it's endorsed by the state. Yeah. Diba? So, pero still, I mean, push pa rin. Diba? Like, for as long as it needs to be done, we are going to keep doing the work. And in the hopes lang din that more people join itong movement para, you know, like being said, one less person being discriminated against or one less person being a victim of violence, it's completely worth it. And that's what we are trying to fight for.
Actually, yung nangyayari sa West, sa ibang countries, hindi ako nagbibiro kasi I've always been so introspective na parang anong natutunan? Yung panahon namin na walang libro on LGBT rights, mga 1990s, may isang libro lang kami, nanamnamin namin, kocontextualize namin. Ngayon, ang daming libro, walang time to read and really reflect and contextualize. Yung parang ano yung para sa Pinoy. Ang Pinoy kasi masarap kausap. Gustong marites tayo. And that's an opportunity. Sa Amerika kasi at sa ibang countries, kulang ng engagement. Tapos, nakita natin sa panakarang election, yung misinformation. People will still hold something na even if you give them facts, they will not change. So what, yung challenge lagi, what will make them change? Yung, when I engage with religious groups, kasi dati ayaw ng ibang aktivista, bakit? Kasi hindi ko na, walang kaaway for me, walang kaaway eh. Ang kailangan baguhin mindset. Pag nabago yung mindset, maybe it will open their heart. Yeah. Kasi pag yung heart not nag-usap ang mind, may slowly magbabago eh. So yung mga religious groups, hindi ko natakot. Kasi sinabi ko lang sa kanila, ano, marami tayong differences. Kayo, marami kayong differences. Pero parang pupunta lahat ng monumento, iba-iba lang ways natin. Pero gusto ko lang, anapin natin agreements. Agree ba kayo na dapat hindi kami pinapatay? Oo. Agree ba kayo na dapat meron kaming chance sa magtrabaho para hindi kami pabigat? Kasi ayaw din namin pabigat. Oo naman. Gusto namin hindi kami binubugbog sa pamilya. Oo naman. So, anong pinag-aawayan natin? So, yung sexual orientation namin, iba sa sexual behavior na stereotype yung agad kami na masama. So, kung gano'n, lahat ng lalaki, rapist. Kasi lahat ng cases, karamihan, heterosexual lalaki. Hindi tayo man gaganon, di ba? So, baguhin natin. So, alam yung ganong simpleng kwentuhan. Tapos sabi nila, pwede tayo mag-pray. Oo, pray over nyo. Pray ko rin kayo. Kasi there's no harm in praying, di ba? So, mag-pray yan tayo.
Yung pagkakwento mo, para ang dali-dali lang. Pero I'm sure sobrang masalimuot yan. As in, yung I was telling you guys off air na parang I can't imagine the work of lobbying, negotiating, not just with politicians especially, but you know, yung groups that seem to make it their agenda sometimes to hate on the LGBTQIA, you make it seem very easy.
Actually, but mga napropote sa Pride March, tinanong ko sila una-una, kasi nagkukuha sila pataguan ng pictures. Sabi ko, why are you taking our picture? Sabi ko, dito ka, so you can have a good picture, para maganda kami.
Para maganda yung angle.
So, nagulat siya, sabi ko, okay, nagawa na posting tayo. Sabi ko, why are you hating us?
Yeah.
Because you're going to hell. How sure are you?
Yeah.
Sabi ko, in love mo ba yung mga buhay namin? Sabi ko, sigurado ko na lahat kami Katoliko kasi ako Buddhist ako.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, exactly.
Yeah.
Sabi ko, nagja-judge kayo, sasabihin niyo you go to hell, katabi namin kayo doon. Eh, pero kami, hindi kami naniniwala. Sorry na lang. So alam niyo, Pinoys are good with humor to open up a discussion.
Yeah.
Ako kasi hindi ako natatakot kasi you have a dream eh. Yeah. Kaming generation namin, we were just there to dream.
Yeah.
Tapos sila ranking ngayon ang nagpo-fulfill sa mga ibang dreams namin. Bahala na kayo ha. Pero nandito kami sa side, gagawin pa rin namin ng work. Pero sila ngayon, panahon nila.
Pero may capacity to dream even farther.
Yeah.
And even bigger in a way. Kasi they built.
Wala kang takot.
Yeah.
I mean, as an activist,
yeah.
Are we willing to die for our LGBTIQ rights? Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a worthy cause.
Yeah.
I mean, kasi naman nag-TikTok ka lang, o kaya nag-video games ka lang. You're changing lives, you're saving your community members. And wala nakakatakot doon.
Yeah.
Kasi you know you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. Yeah. Parang yung next ko na question, you kind of answered it na kanina. No? Pero actually, I'm stealing this from a recent Vox Conversations episode about I forget the title, but basically yung legislation nga against trans children specifically in the US now. Parang, in the Philippine context, parang the stereotype or the characterization of Filipinos were very loving, diba? Parang kumbaga, ito nga sa pagkain debate, parang we'll give more than what we can to our guests. Parang we're a very accepting culture, and yet parang you see so many points of resistance when it comes to just asking for equal rights for the LGBTQIA community. Saan galing yung hatred na yun? Is it misunderstanding? Is it correct to say na, kasi kultura natin, hindi sanay sa ganyan, kaya ganito? Parang, where is it coming from? You think?
Ako, hindi lang siya kahapon kasi nangyari. Yeah. So like, just like the disinformation that we saw proliferate over these last few years, no?
Yeah.
Parang, kahit yung information that a lot of Filipinos have on how you should treat LGBTQIA plus people.
Yeah.
This comes from years and decades.
How you should treat women.
Exactly. How you should treat women,
yeah.
You know. All the misogyny, the anti-LGBT things. This comes from years and centuries and decades pa na panahon natin, na history natin. No? Makikita natin siya in history na in the past, not all of pre-colonial Philippines was like this.
Yeah.
There were a lot of gender diverse cultures. Not all of them were, pero there were a lot of gender diverse cultures. There were a lot of matriarchal societies.
And it's so normal.
And it's, exactly, diba? Tapos, nagbago lang din to when the Fire Nation attacked. Charot. Nagbago lang din siya pagdating ng kolonyalismo, diba? Then when it was like these the Westerners who came and imposed their beliefs on us, their belief system on us. And it was so violently imposed on us through centuries na akala natin tuloy ngayon na this is how it's always been.
Yeah.
But it's not. It really isn't. Yun doon ang gagaling palagi ko lang din na yung hirap ng pag change nitong thinking na to. Because we're not fighting against beliefs that were born yesterday or even in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
These are things that we have to dig up and unroot and unlearn from centuries of, you know, pag-indoctrinate or sa pagko-colonize ng mga utak natin about yung immorality ng anything that is against the gender norms.
Yeah.
Na ang nagdala lang din ay hindi naman din taga-Pilipinas.
Yeah. Diba?
So, feeling ko dun siya. At like you said, hindi siya madaling proseso. Pero ang importante, tinutuloy.
Yeah.
Hindi pwede, hindi dapat tumitigil.
Yeah.
At ito sa activist community kasi syempre hindi naman din lahat ng tao may finite resources in terms of energy, diba? Or even, you know, financial resources kasi wala naman ding bayad dito sa aktivismo.
ang importante lang din na we work to make sure that, you know, folks who come after us are able to carry on the work until we come to a point in society where this struggle is no longer needed.
Yeah.
Like, there's this quote from atheist Sigrid Christina who said that the point of any social movement is its own obsolescence.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that. We're all working towards a future where we do not need to struggle anymore.
Yeah.
And it's gonna take a while, but as long as tuloy-tuloy tayo, we'll be good.
Gawin kong simple yung sagot sa'yo. Yung tinanong ko ng isang heterosexual na lalaki, kung may gusto ng isang bakla sa'yo, sabing pogi ka, ba't ka nagagalit? Kasi ba pangit ka? Hindi. O so bakit hindi mo ma-appreciate na gusto ka? Sabi mo, thank you. Pag nag-insist, sabi mo, thank you, pero hindi ako pumapatol.
Yeah.
O pag sinabing, bakla ka ba? Ba't ka nagagalit? Why is it so wrong for you to feel, parang you feel bad na pinagkamalang kang bakla? Kasi sa Amis International, where I'm also a member, yung mga pogi namin, mga members doon, ang sasabihin nila, kagaya ni Wilnor, sasabihin niya, we thank you ha, pero hindi ako bakla eh. Yung messaging, yung simple messaging na gagawin araw-araw na nino-normalize natin, yun eh, malaking ano din yun eh, tulong sa pagbabago. Na dito nga nagka-come out, ako kailangan ko mag-come out. At saka yung, ano kasi, tao rin sila, hindi rin kami tao rin sila, tao kami, period. At saka yung kaibiganin natin siya kasi tomboy na nga, hindi, kaibiganin mo ko, period. Diba? Yung messaging, baguhin natin everyday. At saka, ano naman eh, very, siguro tayo sa mga LGBTIQ community, konting success, celebrate. Kasi kailangan eh. Kaya yung sasabihin, baano namin kayo galangin yung mga parada nyo, nagka-costume kayo. Sa Sinulog nagka-costume, sa Dinagyan nagka-costume, sa Santa Cruz nagka-costume. Hindi ano pang araw-araw. Ang hirap pag-maintain ng ganung araw-araw na costume. Gastos, di ba? Yung paglabada, ang mahal ng tubig ng gasolina.
So, yung makeup
mo. Yan ang piyesta namin. At natag piyesta, bongga, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero kami, sa alam niya nila Ricky, na sila rin mas grabe ngayon na stricto tayo. In a decent way, na siyempre alam natin yung sino yung minor, sino yung ganyan. Dapat safe lahat, di ba? So, yung masaya, masarap ang LGBTIQ rights activism, masarap. Kasi, nagpapakatotoo tayo and we're helping others discover, question their identity, their sexuality, and be strong to accept who you are, and your family members as well.
Naisip ko lang din, parang, I think from straight people din who are resistant, parang it's also a factor of natatakot sila maging vulnerable in unlearning. Yun nga, parang nabanggit mo nga, di ba, hindi lang ito, kumbaga, hindi lang ito sa lifetime mo, but this is a result of like your aunts and uncles, your grandparents.
Chinismis ng nanay mo. Nung panood mo sa TV na dati, pag hinalikan ng ang lesbiyano, magiging babae. Magaganon, di ba? Unlearning talaga.
but it's difficult for some people to. But I've personally found it fun, weird, but fun. To, di kasi parang kunwari, I'm imagining when I was in college, it was a very different world. Yeah. Yung language that we used were very like, I look back in the language that was normal when in 2010, and I'm like, oh my god. Buti na lang walang Twitter at Snapchat at Instagram noon, kundi na-cancel na tayong lahat kasi we didn't know any better. But yeah, I found it fun and interesting to unlearn all the things that I was taught since childhood na okay, mali pala yung parang mali pala yung what I knew was true before.
Yun naman yung importante din, yung patuloy na pag-unlad. Because like, we're all human, we all make mistakes. I've made mistakes in my early years of advocacy and I still make the mistakes now. Pero yung importante is you own up to you acknowledge that you made a mistake. And then, you know, you do the things to make sure that you don't do that moving forward.
Yeah.
Yun lang din naman talaga.
Isipin mo, nung 1982, when I first acknowledged I'm attracted to another woman, bang out of the blue, wala mula elementary hanggang college, I don't identify myself as a lesbian or tomboy. Wala pang lesbian term nun, tomboy. Walang lesbian books, walang positive lesbian or LGBT visibility sa TV. Wala ka, invisible. Alam mo yung ang haba ng gaydar namin, mga antenna namin to. Siguro tomboy. Pero you don't even use or say the word tomboy or bakla. Para bang ewan ko, may mga time of reflection, talagang hindi ako maka-associate sa word na yun. Kasi alam ko stigmatize siya na negative agad ang tingin ng tao. Tapos sa UP, nakita ko yung word na lesbian. Ano yung parang nalab at first sight? Na siya, that's me. Shocking. This is me. Yeah. And then alam mo yung parang coming home to oneself, as building yourself, talagang you have to love yourself eh, kasi ang hirap. Yeah. And from that love, alam mo talagang sabi nga dati na hashtag radical love, totoo yan, mahirap. Pero once you take a few steps and you normalize love, madali na eh, kasi hindi mo na huhusgahan, hindi ka na matatakot sa ibang tao. Diba? And that's a challenge lagi eh. Yung lahat, legislative work, education work, counseling work, community, kahit gusto minsan kami sa mga community, may mga maling ginagawa. Challenge them, no? You have to be good. Diba? As, not as a good lesbian or gay, but a good person.
Yeah. Patuloy na pag-unad lang nito.
Speaking of mistakes, phone-in question ito from Rambo. What are the usual mistakes we journalists do when reporting on LGBTQIA issues? I ask this especially because in 2022, I vividly remember taking so long to write about now VP-elect Sara Duterte, yung pronouncement niya sa kanyang, hindi ko nga mag-define until now kung what she was actually declaring, no? So what mistakes do we kami usually make in reporting? And how should we better do our work?
Okay. For example, yung kay Sara Duterte, yun laging ina-assume natin na pag LGBTIQ person, alam ang sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression.
Yeah.
We have to study, all of us. We have to learn or unlearn.
Yeah.
Kasi parang ang transgender woman, akala nilang gusto lang ng isang transgender woman na lalaki. Pwede siyang bisexual. Pwede siyang lesbian din. Pwede siyang pansexual.
Yeah.
So yung kanilang gender identity doesn't necessarily mean ito ang sexual orientation niya. Maybe Sara Duterte was saying that ang gender expression niya is masculine or both. Ako kasi both eh. Kasi pero ngayon Tuesday, masculine ako. Yeah. TTHS, masculine ako. MWF, feminine ako. Yeah. Sunday, Toscoin ako. So, maybe some people would say I'm fluid.
Yeah.
Pwede rin. Yeah. It's up to you. Pero deep inside, I know who I am.
Yeah.
And no one can define me.
Yeah.
Pero as journalist, hindi naman mahirap mag-censor lagi sa mga journalist eh. Ang sa amin, when you interview a lesbian, you really highlight na it's a lesbian from the LGBTIQA+ community. And sometimes you really have to say the words lesbian, gay, bisexual. Kasi pag minsan nagiging acronym na kami, nawawala na yung, or use the acronym, you always add person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kasi kagaya sa persons with disability, I also found out that they don't want, most of the activists, they don't want to be
called term lang.
You don't want to be called PWDs. We are person. I am a person with disability. So I am a lesbian.
Kasi part ng identity mo yun, ano? Yes. Siyempre, ayaw mo naman na human. Bea, a human. Okay, kung nga naman.
So ako, I'm a lesbian activist inside the LGBTIQ advocacy struggle.
Yeah.
So huwag natin kalimutan yung personhood ng isang
tao.
Context. Context,
I think one of the things where this one has, I think I've seen a lot of improvement on when reporting, especially on trans murders. Naalala ko, I vividly remember yung kay Jennifer Laudinon kasi sobrang, that was really a lot of media coverage. She was misgendered many times.
I mean, even Rappler.
Yeah, several times. Yeah, across all of the publications and a lot of, and parang it was surprising to a lot of activists din kasi na-engage naman nila yung itong mga news publications na to prior. Pero ibig sabihin, hindi siya nagsistick at an institutional level. Itong changes, itong style guides on reporting on LGBTQA+ persons, no? And especially when it comes to trans persons.
Yeah.
So, I have seen that there has been change in terms of reporting on queer and trans people in the Philippines among the media publications. Meron pa rin.
Yeah.
Misgendering pa rin. Tapos feeling ko, specifically to trans murders, it would be great if hindi sensationalized din yung parang, ganitong klaseng paraan kung paano pinaslang itong taong na to. Because then it just becomes about that.
Hindi siya true crime story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Diba? Parang sana ma-humanize natin din yung itong tao na to, pinaslang siyang ganito. Ito yung pamilya niya. Ito yung, alam mo yun, all of these different stories. Because they're not just a headline of somebody who was killed in this brutal manner.
meron siyang ibang story around her, hindi lang siya headline ganun.
Yeah.
I think siguro those are one of the things that I would say regarding media report.
Yeah. Final two questions kasi we're running out of time then. Another question from Rambo mamaya. Isama natin, di joke lang. May ginagawa pa si Rambo. But avenues for activism, especially for the younger people, from younger to siguro the late bloomers, the older people also who want to be part of, who want to take part in activism na talaga. Now's the perfect time to start, I guess. It's Pride Month. But how can they start to involve themselves?
I would say join organizations.
Yeah.
Start an organization.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to join one, especially if you don't see something out there that necessarily represents with you and your friends in, you know, see yourselves in. Or if you are in areas where there isn't one, this is your chance to start one.
Yeah.
And then form your own community and later on, if you want, you can collaborate with others. And if you need guidance on this, you can reach out to these different organizations because there's a wealth of information and experience amongst activists. And katulad nga na sinabi ko, isa sa mga goals talaga namin ay dapat mas marami pa tayo.
Yeah.
Diba?
Na hindi monopolized.
Exactly.
Hindi MM Pride lang.
Oo.
Actually, mas maganda nga yung emphasize mo kanina, diba? Yung local, yung hindi lang sa LGU pero in your specific, I don't know, barangay, in your university, in your school.
Schools, yeah. Diba? There's an opportunity there and you should do it, diba? Kahit tatlo lang kayo, katulad ng The Lesbian Collective noong 1990.
That's how it started.
Right, exactly. It's a start.
Yeah.
You know? And you can start it anywhere. If you want to start it in your schools, like you said, that's fine. You can also start it in a Discord channel if you want, diba? Online, ganyan. There are so many different avenues to do it. And I think we should take all of them.
Yeah.
Kami sa project namin nung starting 2016, we engage with the barangays. Kasi sa barangays kasi, pag may mga family problems, community problems, silang first responders. So, we engage with Quezon City and Muntinlupa. And we are going to replicate that engagement with other cities. So, sila yung tinulungan namin maging LGBTIQ inclusive sa kanilang intervention. Mm-hmm. Sila yung makikigulo sa pamilya o sa community, bring them to the police, the hospital, ganyan. So, legal court cases, ganyan. Ngayon, ang mga barangays at ang cities at ang lahat ng government agencies, mayroong God budget.
Mm-hmm.
Ang gender under sa Philippine Commission on Women, under sa Magna Carta on Women, it's gender.
Yeah.
Hindi yan pang outing. Hindi yan pang beach. Ito ay tungkol sa usapin ng gender at ang gender ay lalaki at babae at marami sa atin, lahat tayo andun pa rin sa sex at birth, assigned at birth ay lalaki at babae. So lahat ng usapin ng LGBTIQ women, children, matatanda ay gender.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to engage with your barangays.
Yeah.
Patulong kayo sa God focal person ng barangay to help you organize an LGBTIQ support group. It should not be one color political group.
Yeah.
Kasi nagkakaroon na kasi kami in reality.
Uh-oh.
Hindi kami united. I mean, we can all unite for LGBTIQ rights issues.
Yeah.
And then we go back to our own political colors.
Yeah.
Pero pag LGBTIQ issues, magsama-sama naman tayo.
Yeah.
Yun lang kasi may pinatay tayong kapatid na transgender woman.
Yeah.
At hindi natin alam kung siya ay green, yellow, pink. Ang alam lang natin, rainbow siya.
Yeah.
Alam mo sana ganun. Utopic pero it can be done. We have to go beyond. Ngayon, magpatulong kayo, maggawa kayo ng organization. Gawa, access niyo ang barangay na TESDA ng scholarship. We have to have LGBTIQ educated people graduating and taking over important positions in government, in companies kasi magagaling tayo. Kagaya ng ibang tao. Hindi lang tayo nabigyan ng opportunity to really blossom, diba?
Yeah.
Opportunity. And sana, magbasa tayo para alam natin ng batas kung nilalagbog ba natin siya o hindi. Kasi as an LGBTIQ person, mag-jaywalk lang tayo. Ay, ang bakla, nag-jaywalk. Pero kung heterosexual, yung tao nag-jaywalk.
Yeah.
Pero na-highlight tayo eh. Yan yung sad reality ng buhay natin, yun yung challenge. Hanggang mamatay tayo.
Yeah.
And we take on the challenge.
Yeah.
Kaya we have to arm ourselves with right information.
Yeah.
Diba?
check the story notes of this podcast or yung story page, we'll link mga resources we'll get from Ging and Nikki para if in case that you do want to start your own organization or your friends want to come together, they'll know where how to even start or where to go. No? Final question na lang, kasi this show, this podcast is about making sense of the world. What do you read, listen to, watch, or do when you want to make sense of your world? Gusto ko ito yung tanong na pinaka parang nahirapan ka.
Actually, ano eh. In, ano nga, madrama talaga ako eh. College pa lang kasi, I'm a sorority member made me, aside from memorizing so many things, made me read Desiderata. At yun ang laging go-to ko. Diba? Na lahat tayo may right to be in this world. Strive to be happy. When you are happy, when you love yourself, you can ano eh, transcend that eh.
Yeah.
You can't give what you don't have eh.
Yeah.
You always have to do self-care. Yun ang ngayon ang mga ano eh, mga go-to words ngayon, self-care, yeah. Mental health. Kasi talaga, the world is getting smaller.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so challenging and it's full of negativity, yeah. Pero it's also full of love. So you really have to refocus and re-channel. And kailangan eh, kasi we should never lose hope. Yeah. Ang daming hopeless and helpless ng mga tao. Yeah. And for LGBTIQ rights, that should never be a part of the words we use every day. We are hopeful, we are the rainbow,
yeah.
And we are the pot of gold.
Ang ganda.
Lalo na kami.
Tumatanda
na kami, golden na kami.
Kaya mas maganda yung last words mo doon.
Magandang gabi, rapper. Ang hirap. No, but I actually asked then my friends, like, what did they read? Kasi a lot of times ngayon, I really just consume things that are on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because it's easy and accessible for me. But I think if we're asking about reading work by, like, Audre Lorde or bell hooks, it's important to read them, I think, if you're a queer person, no matter where you are in your journey. I think it's something that you can revisit if you've been here for a long time or it's something you can start off on. There's this really nice comic called Ligaw Tingin,
mm-hmm.
That's mostly about women loving women. Ang ganda niya. Tapos, mas madali rin siya masahin kasi ang ganda rin ng illustration. Mm-hmm. Just something. So maybe that's also a door into it because they talk about political issues there as well. Pero para sa akin, I think importante, aside from, you know, all of these books and readings from really smart people as well, is to also go to your communities, like King said, and talk to the people, find out their lived experiences. Kasi sometimes the things in the books don't tell the stories of those who are on the ground.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening.
Yeah.
At dito yayaman yung advocacy mo, yung activist mo. Dito ka uunlad kapag naka-anchor sa lived experiences ng mga LGBTQIA+ persons, yung mga nararanasan nila day in, day out, na wala sa mga libro.
Yeah.
Pag dito naka-angkla yung pagsali mo sa movement, then I think mas marami kang maserve talaga na mga kasama natin sa komunidad. And it's a genuine service for the people.
Yeah. Thank you to the two of you for indulging me in this interview. Thank you again, Ging and Nikki. The Metro Manila Pride March and Festival happens on June 25, 2022 in Pasay. Parang nag-promote lang ako ng movie. Hindi, pero we're recording this. It is... it's June 14. This is airing on June 14. So sa 25th, yung Pride March and Festival sa Pasay City. We'll link again to the socials of MM Pride for more details if you want to participate. Hindi lang sa mga iba pang sub-events, no? May mga sub-events pa. So you can join in either on the ground or online if you're not comfortable yet being there on the ground for whatever reason there is. Here's our fact check of the week. This is the truth. The Philippines' debt, according to April 2022 data from the Bureau of Treasury of the Department of Finance, is at 12.763 trillion pesos. Again, our debt is at 12.763 trillion pesos. The lie that's going around that the Philippines is debt-free. Again, this is the lie. A YouTuber, in fact, has falsely claimed that the Philippines is free of debt, but that mainstream media, ABS-CBN, GMA, and of course, Rappler, refuse to report this. This is a lie. We very much still do have debt, all 12.763
trillion pesos of it. But here is what you need to know. Debt in itself is not bad. To paraphrase Rappler columnist and economist JC Punongbayan, you should not dwell on how large the debt is, but how we are spending the money we've borrowed. For a more in-depth discussion, read JC Punongbayan's March 2021 column titled, Debt is Rising Fast, but Worry More About Duterte Spending. And that's it for 36 Years this week. Next week, we're off to Davao City to cover VP-elect Sara Duterte's inauguration. And we'll also be talking to experts and regular folk about the upcoming administration, the Duterte dynasty, and Mindanao. I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Bye!